defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tell us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits. Your
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Global Sunday transmission, already the 28th day of May 2017. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And we are live. Thank you for joining us. I've got to cover all this news. I mean, it is just so over-the-top important. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Look at this headline of the New York Post. Of course, we reported this back during the election and after the election, but now it's mainstream news. It's confirmed how Team Obama tried to hack the election. Yeah, they're the ones that were trying to steal the election. Trump's come out and said many of the leaks are fabricated lies made up by fake news media. And the latest example is Jared Kushner saying that the White House was trying to set up a back channel to Russia. That was on the news when he was president-elect because he was already acting as president, if you remember, trying to do deals to stop ISIS. But they wait a few months, act like it's some new revelation because it's from a leak. Ooh, it's special. And then they have Hayden come out on TV and say he's never heard of anyone with a back channel. And that no president's ever had one. You can just search JFK back channel, Reagan back channel. You'll get NPR, New York Times, Washington Post. It's crazy. JFK's Russian conspiracy. Kennedy had his own secret back channel with Moscow. It may have kept the superpowers from going to war. It was used during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because you have to get through the bureaucracy and have the leaders actually talk to each other. That's what a president's supposed to do. You know what, though? I only had you guys print one article. Just type in Reagan back channel or why presidents have back channels or JFK back channel or FDR back channel and just print me about 15 mainstream news articles because I want to show Hayden saying it's never happened in history. I'm a four-star general that's never fought anybody. I just spy on you illegally and Nelly around. I'm your Nelly general. And so because I'm Nelly, I'm your boss, and I'm going to tell you Trump's evil. He said, very dark time in America. Trump's evil. Trump's bad. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, my gosh, Trump. Just like when he had the Russian ambassador visit, they acted like it was the end of the world. And said, look, he's with a Russian. They're at the White House. He gave them secrets. And then, of course, we heard the big headlines the last few days out there about the nuke subs. He told North Korea where the nuke subs were. And I went, wait a minute. 3 weeks ago, they were docking in Seoul, and it was on the news he was sending more as a show of force. You're supposed to. Now there's a third carrier fleet being deployed. They tell them that so they know they mean business. It's not treason. Oh, look, he's with North Korea now. It's all lies. I mean, Hayden will not get in trouble for lying on national television. Former head of the CIA, former head of the NSA. And he's just up there lying. And that's one topic out of hundreds here. Trump's first foreign trip was a big success. They're really upset about that. He told them we're not going to go along with these climate carbon taxes. The word is he's pulling out of the Paris climate agreements. They're freaking out. Huge scale of terror threat revealed. UK home to 23,000 jihadists. That's out of the Times of London. It's up on Infowars.com. But here's the next big shoe to drop, and I'm going to cover this when we come back. I don't want a clash of civilizations. I don't hate Muslims just to hate them. I know that it is a minority of Muslims that are violent. But that's the group that runs Islam. They're the bullies. It's like saying Germans weren't bad in World War II, but the Nazis were. And they were in charge. They might have been 5% of the population, but they ran the show. So the Metropolitan Police are now calling for internment, and the media is going to spin it as a big civil rights violation. No, they're calling for internment of the 3,000 known jihadists who've pledged online to kill. They say there's 500 ongoing plots they're monitoring. So if you're not from England and you were just brought in as a refugee and you're caught plotting terror, deport, deport, deport. But instead, you see, they're going to use it till the crisis gets so big, then the full police state comes in. That's being run by the higher-ups.
Hey.
corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have mainstream news and mainline colleges proudly announcing that all over the country they're having non-white days at the colleges and saying no whites allowed. And then groups are being encouraged to self-segregate into their own, quote, racial groups. This is the complete and total overthrow of what Martin Luther King wrote about and taught and what is basic Christian Western civilization. And they're using the openness of our society, the globalists are, to come in and create irrevocable division. It's amazing to have this unfolding in our own country and to see leftists spewing hatred. This is the Daily Mail. Ariana Grande overheard saying she hoped her fans would effing die. And she, of course, wants open borders and Islam and says she hates America. Ariana Grande, I hate Americans, I hate America, after appearing to lick on display donuts on television. This is the lady who had her concert bombed. That's my point. The leftist trendies call for more Islamists to come in. They blow up the gay nightclubs. They blow up the young girls. And that it's the trendies calling for them to all be brought in. And the very trendies tell us how much they hate their fans and how much they hate America. That's why they're allied with Islam. So the left's embarrassed about their alliance with Islam. So what do? They turn it around and say that I blame the victims and say that they were asking for it. No, I said the liberal trendy governments brought it in and that they're the ones that are responsible. Meanwhile, you've got the young punk from Libya. Living on welfare, no job. He was a soccer player wearing $500 sneakers and $800 jacket and expensive dress clothes before he slimes his way in. His dad's an admitted reported terrorist. And his brother, we now learn, was planning his own attacks. But that's okay because he's liberal and trendy. And taxpayers paid for him to go back and forth from Libya. That's what's so disgusting about it, is that I've looked at the welfare rolls in Germany and in England. Upwards of 75 to 80% of the people are on welfare. They don't even work. They just mill around all day, blowing people up and shooting people and rounding women up and raping them and everything else from these hellish places they come from. And again, his father was a terrorist in Libya. This is on the news. And he was being watched. The plot was known. Let me just get to this first, and then I'll get into all the other huge news, and it's so big. We were the first to tell you back during the election that the Homeland Security run by Obama was hacking the election, and that they were using the CIA to try to manipulate things. They even admitted it in major publications of the Washington Post, because they want to hide it in plain view and normalize it. You just type in, Congress legalizes CIA's use of propaganda domestically. And then, of course, Obama signs executive orders to federalize the election. And they signed other orders to, quote, counter patriot media and claim we're all Russians. But now it's in the New York Post how Team Obama tried to hack the election. That's all coming up. So everything they've accused Trump and the populist movement of doing is what they've done. Now, let's go ahead and get to the big meaty story first off. Huge scale of terror threat revealed. UK home to 23,000 jihadists. The Times of London. 3,000 people from the total group judged to pose a threat. I was told by one of my colleagues, one of my fellow researchers, who is on the ground dealing with these threats. And I say one of my colleagues, because he also wears a journalist hat sometimes, that it would be England would be the next place to be hit, and that that's where the jihadists actually were the most organized and ready to launch their attacks. And mainly because they wouldn't stay part of the EU. The EU had green-lighted, who's allied with Islam, publicly, to go ahead and start launching the attacks. Huge scale of threat revealed. UK home to 23,000 jihadists, about 3,000 people from the total group judged to pose a threat. Stories up on InfoWars.com. Continuing, this is just today. Coptic Christian attacks. ISIS claims its soldiers opened fire on bus killing 29 in Egypt. Just a few days ago, there was a big bombing killing Coptic Christians. And, of course, lots of fun as well on Easter, killing hundreds and hundreds. But it has nothing to do with Islam. Meanwhile, the State Department, The Hill reports, quietly lifts the limit on refugee admissions despite Trump ordering them to stop it. But the State Department has a mind of its own, like cancer, and is doing whatever it wants. The State Department quietly lifted its restriction this week on how many refugees are allowed to enter the U.S. despite efforts by the Trump administration to scale back refugee resettlements, the New York Times reported on Friday. Continuing, Bin Laden's son steps into father's shoes as Al-Qaeda attempts a comeback. Manchester bomber's younger brother was planning an attack on the U.N. special envoy to Libya. Daily Mail, isn't that just special? Death toll nears 100 on sixth day of violence in the Philippines as the Islamists have taken a whole island and a major city. And that leads us to this next story out of the London Telegraph. 7-7 Met police officer calls for internment of Islamic extremist. Takur Ghaffur, an assistant commissioner at Scotland Yard and the 7-7 bombings, has called for the internment of radical extremists. He's an Asian Manchurian who was the security coordinator on the 2012 Olympics, said Britain is facing an unprecedented threat. About 3,000 extremists are subjects of interest to MI5 and police, and about 500 plots are being monitored. 500 plots! Imagine if you were plotting to blow something up or kill somebody or go detonate a bomb and kill 22 little girls or whatever, and you're not even being arrested because you've been politically ordered to stand down because of political correctness. He goes on to say it's a clear and present danger. With an additional 400 jihadists having returned from Syria, he said the numbers were far too great for them to be monitored by the police and security services. That's right. They bring them back from Syria, where the Russians and the U.S. just kick their butts. They let them come back in. Sweden does. Germany does. They put them on welfare, give them new jobs, you name it. They show back up, and they let them in. And they promptly, you know, get three or four welfare checks and go out and wear $500 tennis shoes. The time has come to set up special centers to detain these 3,000 extremists. He added, they should be held at what McGoffert described as community-based centers where they will be risk-assessed and put through the program. These centers would be different from the internment camp set up during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Because it's Muslims, you got to treat them with kid gloves. Mr. Ghaffur said that they would have to be backed by Muslim leaders. He also urged Imams to issue what he described as collective Fatwa condemning terrorist attacks, but they won't do it. Now, let's talk about what's happening here. This is not like the Japanese internment camps or the ones that German Americans were put in or even some Italian Americans that I think went way too far as part of the hysteria of World War II. Many of them third, fourth, fifth generation. But still, this is what happens in a war. You've got 3,000 jihadis conservatively with 500 plots. And they keep using the terror attacks to basically turn all of England, Scotland, and Ireland into giant FEMA camps, giant re-education camps. And so if you continue to let these people in and let them do this, it will make everybody in the UK lose their rights. What needs to be done is these people are all so proud of their jihad, most of them haven't even been born in England. You need to take their public statements about how they want to overthrow the UK and kill everybody and then ship them out of the nation. The answer is deportation back to their hellholes. There's a reason Saudi Arabia won't take any Libyans or take any Syrians, and they've got giant emergency centers with a 500,000 beds for their own citizens. They won't take one. There's a reason they won't take one Palestinian, because most of the Palestinians aren't Palestinians. They're just vagabonds that roam around the Middle East and who are always trying to overthrow things.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Zbig, or Zbigniew Brzezinski as he's known, one of the main architects of the modern world government system we're under, died yesterday at 89. Start of the next segment, especially if you're a TV viewer, we're going to educate everybody, including radio listeners, on exactly why this is such a big deal. This is the guy that launched the program to use Islamic extremists to basically destabilize the world. That's why our governments are allied with them. The street cop's not allied with them. This high-level, you know, cop in England that wants the Islamists rounded up, he's not part of this. But we'll decode why they're bringing in 5 million military-age men who are unvetted with terrorist backgrounds into Europe. Why they're doing the same thing in the UK. Because it's part of a larger plan. Now, I want to be very, very specific. We've already lost most of our liberties in the name of combating Islam. Islam's a real threat. Orthodox Islam is. But I don't hate Muslims because they're Muslims. They're under a very oppressive system where Islam has had a reformation. People keep saying it needs a reformation like Christianity had. They haven't had a reformation. Of that sense, they've had one where it's gotten more radical. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, that is their reformation. That is right out of Riyadh. That is right out of Mecca. That is right out of Saudi Arabia. That's right out of the crossroads of the caravans. And the biggest, staunchest people against it are people from Mongolia and people from India and people from the stands who have for generations. You go back 100, 200 years ago in most areas, it was mainly Christian or Hindu or other things there. They've all been driven out and killed. So, of course, they've got Asian police chiefs and people in England that are like, what are you doing? You got to kick these people out. Are you crazy? I'm like, but they're brown like you. That has nothing to do with it. Some of the most radical Muslims in England are white. That is a fact. It is a cult. Of doing whatever you want to anybody, enslaving women, raping, killing, as long as you do it to somebody who isn't a Muslim, it's okay. There is the House of Islam, and outside of the House of Islam, there is the House of War. And I knew all this 15 years ago when I was against the Iraq War, 14 years ago. So was Trump, because he didn't want to stir it up. He didn't want to kick a secular government out and then put things in there far worse. Same thing in Syria. Same thing in Egypt. Egypt's our ally. The Christians live there. The Jews can live there. You could go there and go scuba diving. You could go there and see the pyramids. The Muslims had a higher standard of living. That's all being destroyed. The jihadis blew up 200-plus churches when Obama backed Al-Qaeda light Muslim Brotherhood taking over 6 years ago. That's crazy until you realize the grand chessboard, until you realize Brzezinski was a top advisor of Obama. Now, Kissinger has broken with Zbig. And I'm not lionizing Kissinger, but globalism is in such trouble now that even top creators of it are now against it. And I wouldn't call Cecil Rhodes as a creator of globalism. The Rockefeller family adopting it, they are the modern underwriters, the benefactors. But if you look at who's now alive, David Rockefeller died a few months ago. Zbig died yesterday. See, I'm not a regular talk show host that says this is coming up and then I can't ever get to the coming up. I just start telling you now. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to hit other news that ties into this. Then I'm going to get into Zbig coming up at the start of the next segment because this is a big, 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 big deal. And I'm going to explain how the whole enchilada operates. And by the way, you got to listen to me. This is what's so frustrating. It is not my opinion when they say Trump gave up the nuclear sublocations that's a lie. It was a press release put out by the Pentagon authorized 3 weeks before. The media, BuzzFeed, just lies. It is not my opinion that Trump's not the first person to ever set up a back channel. Every president going back over 100 plus years has set up back channels to Russia and England and other key countries. So you see the headlines with Hayden, who thinks you're a moron, General Hayden, up there, out of power, an Obama lackey, saying Trump has done something nobody ever did. He said, quote, it's a dark time for Americans. I watched the video on CNN this morning. Sickening. And they all do it every day. Back channels to Venezuela, back channels to Iran, back channels to North Korea, back channels, back channels. Just type in any president's name and back channel behind it. Type in JFK and back channels. Type in Reagan, back channels to Russia. If you're a TV viewer, it's all on screen. Radio listeners, do you know how frustrating it is? Everything they say is a lie. It's all lies. Unless 2 weeks after we tell you Trump's getting ready to totally clean house, exactly as we said, now the announcements in the Washington Post and the New York Times, they have to follow our trailblazing. Because you don't think the White House gives them intel, do you? No. There's not many people the White House can trust. And that brings me to the next point before I go into Zbigniew Brzezinski. I want to explain something. You know, I've seen fools for years go, oh, thank God. It looks like Rush Limbaugh is losing his sponsors. They're going to kick him off the air. You know, they've tried that a bunch. And then it doesn't happen. And other people on talk radio tell me, oh, that'll be great, Alex. You'll get on more stations. And I look at him and I say something, you know, along these lines. Are you a moron? I've said this to other talk show hosts. If they can kick Limbaugh off and get his sponsors, you don't think you're next? And I saw people celebrate Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly was never charged with a crime. Bill O'Reilly settled the sexual harassment cases 6, 7, 8 years ago. Bill O'Reilly lied about me. Bill O'Reilly was a fence sitter. Bill O'Reilly was a minion. But he didn't hate the country. He wasn't out to totally get it. And he was not totally against Trump. So for that, he had to be destroyed. He was the low-hanging fruit. Then it's Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity boldly stood up for land rights, Second Amendment, national sovereignty, you name it. He did all that. And then he looked into the Seth Rich case that clearly stinks to high heaven, clearly is the leaker to WikiLeaks, clearly the family did hire the PI, clearly all this is a very legitimate murder investigation, and it's very legitimate to look into it. And question it. So they take his sponsors and internally they try to get rid of him. And the word is they're saying in Fox he's gone. That may change, but I did get it from two high-level Fox folks that he was in the general counsel's office a couple times last week and that they're trying to push him out right now. But we'll see if that's the case. If they can get him, they can get everybody, folks.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to get into Zbigniew Brzezinski here in just a moment, but first off, coming up, we're going to have Roger Stone with breaking news joining us the next hour. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. That's foreign policy of the Washington Post. That's Obama's doing. And that ties into how Team Obama tried to hack the election but failed. They did steal 5 states, as I've told you. They tried to steal an additional 6. And now it's all coming out in major scholarly publications. Drudge Report linked to it last week. Now the New York Post has done a big detailed article how Team Obama tried to hack the election. And it details how they used the CIA and others to manipulate and lie. And one big part of that is saying the Russians were involved. The Russians can't even run their own country. And I don't mean that meanly. But they're still recovering. Stoplights don't work in most of their cities. I mean, are the Russians involved in our elections? Of course they are. But they've got the GDP of Italy. The Russians are a joke when it comes to political manipulation, folks. But again, oh, America didn't really win the election. No, no, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. That's right. We're all enemy spies, but the globalists. And then we've got all these criminal leakers. And the head of Homeland Security has come out and said that this is treason, all this leaking. They leaked all the Manchester info. They're trying to undermine Trump. And the media then blamed Trump that his White House leaked. The State Department is ignoring his orders and is letting unlimited refugees in. That's the headline in USA Today and the New York Times. I read it earlier. I mean, they just do whatever they want. And that's what's crazy. Because the bureaucracy thinks it's God. Like Hayden, the globalist, he legally spied on you with the NSA and allowed the CIA to be used, along with Brennan, who told President Trump when he was elected, you better watch your mouth. He goes on CNN and says, America is in a dark time. America, Trump's really bad. No one's ever had a back channel to Russia. He says it's off the map. It's never even been done before. We'll play the clip. Don't believe me. Search engine Reagan, back channel Russia. Kennedy, back channel Russia. Obama, back channel Russia. Clinton, back channel Russia. George W. Bush, back channel Russia. Every one of them had it. It's standard. A back channel, it's the executive branch. The president can talk to whoever he wants. It's its own branch of government. But Hayden gets up on TV and says no one's ever even heard of this. He says it's the equivalent of having 14 purple heads. Excuse me. I'm going to stop right there. Let me just go ahead and break this down. Zbigniew Brzezinski is one of the top global strategists in the modern New World Order global corporate era, where nation states transferred their power to a multinational unelected corporate banking combine. Brzezinski worked with David Rockefeller and others, and he pushed and postulated a stratagem that was part of the British model of what they know as the Great Game to use divide and conquer. He died yesterday at 89. Now let me go over what the grand chessboard is. In chess, you believe you want to control the center of the table. So he was only bringing in the kind of Cecil Rhodes global corporate government model, but he believed Muslims, he's been pushing this since the 50s and been arguing it to the Rockefeller Foundation and others, and they adopted his plan, would be the absolute key. And he argued that the Nazis had successfully used the Muslims in the Middle East for power and control in World War II. He obviously argued that the British intelligence had set up Saudi Arabia to control the region in 1901 with Lawrence of Arabia. And he wrote white papers on this, and he republished a bunch of them in the late 1990s under the title The Grand Chessboard by Zbigniew Brzezinski. So this is his words, not mine. And he explains, the center of the chessboard in the world is between Africa, Asia, Eurasia, East Asia, India, and all the way out in the Pacific, because the majority population, even in the Eastern Pacific, is Muslim, if you're not counting Japan and China. Okay? So from Eastern Europe all the way through the underbelly of Russia, formerly the Soviet Union, the majority population is Muslim. The fiery crescent here. Okay? Now, if you control the center of the board, you control Russia, you control Europe, you control Africa, you control all these key sea lanes, you control all the way out with Indonesia down to the Philippines, where you see the Islamists taking over today. Now, you then piggyback on that, the David Rockefeller plan with China to use it as the economic power give them the Panama Canal, give them 90+% of rare earth mineral control, they will become the economic powerhouse. Then the Western elites can make deals with the communist generals to move via tariffs and trade, domestic tariffs against their own people, to China, leverage out and control global trade, but to balance the power so that China wouldn't be too powerful. Only the United States and NATO are allowed to have a global military force. China can only be in its own area and is not exposed to expand outside its territorial borders. And what's crazy is they all write books. They have C-SPAN events. They admit it's the plan. They run the whole show. I sit here and tell you this. People go, there ain't no such thing as a book. He ain't read no book. Say that. Jones be conspiracy theory and racist. I don't like him very much. Ooh. I mean, it's beyond Forrest Gump. I'm telling you the admitted plan. This is not my opinion. Brzezinski said 5 years ago, we'll play the clip in the next segment. He said, look, it's a lot easier just to kill everybody now. We're not going to be able to propagandize because of the internet. It's time to just kill people. He said it used to be cheaper to propagandize a million people than it was to kill them. Now it's cheaper just to kill them. And this is a guy that helped Pol Pot murder everybody. So he wrote that in a book, one of his books, bragging how he helped put Pol Pot in. He goes, I did not kill them. We had Pol Pot kill them. But I did assist him. Everybody wearing glasses. Bye-bye. Oh, but then later we fought Pol Pot. See, they wind up the enemy and then they destroy it. So this is pure psychopath, Machiavellian, beyond Machiavellian, in justifies the mean stuff, okay? And it's one of the real black marks on Jimmy Carter. This is his. You wonder why Jimmy Carter likes the Muslims and always says great things about them? Because that's the shadow army, folks. Again, the National Security Advisor has written 4 books I've read admitting this. The latest, forget the name of it, I just scanned over it. I didn't fully read it. We heard another one a couple years ago. Here you go. Grand chessboard, like 1999. Look it up. So here's the center of the board. What's in the center of Asia, of Russia, of Europe, of Africa, and then the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea? What's in the middle of the chessboard? The Middle East. And all the Islamicists. In fact, they occupy the entire center of the board. They'll do whatever they're told by their imams. They're controlled. You manipulate them. They will attack Russia. They will attack Europe. Then you can take the rights of people in Europe. You can say ban free speech to be compliant with the Muslims. You can have the Muslims attack here. Set up a police state in America as well. Same thing in England. You can use Islamic Jihad armies to come in and destabilize Africa. Then the West has an excuse to invade Africa to be the good cop fighting them. This is the grand chessboard. This is the program. This is the plan. But they think you're stupid. Just like Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you have no memory. Well, you're not dumb. And it's the message that creates the outcome. We have to have complex messages to understand the complex situation. So between China and Islam and the Anglo-Americans, they're supposed to carve up the entire world, cutting out the wealthy Western peoples and cutting Russia out for the super elites and totally enslaving the third world. We'll break it all down straight ahead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so what we're looking at is the admitted battle plan by Zbigniew Brzezinski. You can read his book free online, The Grand Chessboard by Zbigniew Brzezinski. He died yesterday. And if you're asking, how do they control the Muslims? Well, Saudi Arabia sits at the crossroads of the caravans. And British intelligence created it starting between 1901 and 1933. The Saudi Arabians had taken over much of the Middle East. They've been driven out of some of those areas since, like Syria and Lebanon. So they've carved them into these kingdoms. Then they just so happened, of course, to discover all the oil that was there as well. So they made tens of trillions, to be conservative, off of that. So British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and others already had deals with Saudi Arabia to basically not get the blame for jihadist attacks that would then be blamed on Iraq, Syria, and other countries that were actually anti-Sunni Wahhabist. But Brzezinski's also credited with making secret deals that they claim they got discredited for. No, it was all a setup that's been partially declassified for setting up the Islamic Republic of Iran. So the Islamic Republic of Iran was also set up under Zbigniew Brzezinski because he didn't just want the Muslims to be out of control. He wanted them at loggerheads with each other. So that's strategic tension. So he's using them against the West. He's using them against Russia. He's using them against Africa. He's using them in their control over into Asia. All Islamic through here. They used to have all their big slave boats and slave ships going out and colonizing and selling slaves and kidnapping women all the way through here. That's why this is all Muslim out here as well. And today they're attacking the Philippines as we speak and mass murdering and slaughtering. It's all loving. It's the religion of peace. So all that's going on. So because Islam is centered in the middle, you use it against free societies, you use it against Africa, and it's all directed out of Saudi Arabia. So then you ask yourself, what's Trump all about? Well, Trump goes and says, I know you're running the terror. You got to stop it now. And Saudi Arabia says, yes, we are. We were wrong. We misled the West. We're going to stop now. And the next day there's a terror attack. What does that say? There's different factions in Saudi Arabia working with globalists that want to continue this whole Islamic reign of terror. Trump has openly said he wants an American century where the United States actually, through free market, free trade and ideas, dominates the globe, not a system where Islam's allowed to take over much of the planet and where Islam's allowed to basically come in and take over Europe and allied with the globalist and the socialist basically as their new enforcer. And our own military are the ones that don't want to go along with this plan. Now that our own military in the last decade started reading the Grand Chessboard, reading the Council on Foreign Relations publications that source the chessboard and actually admit that this is their plan and that this is their operation. So if you're a new listener, you have to understand Brzezinski's plan, like a Russian doll, fits into the larger globalist cosmology. So we're not completely following the Brzezinski plan. Brzezinski has had major input on the whole divide and conquer globalist strategy. And Zbigniew Brzezinski is now dead. What does that mean? Well, really not a lot, because his program will just continue on. But what listeners need to understand is, I did not just give you my opinion. That's what's so frustrating about this. The lack of knowledge in the public is what allows this to get worse and worse. It is a fact that every president for over 100 years has had back channels with major countries. It's a fact that every president since Woodrow Wilson has had back channels to Russia. FDR, Herbert Walker Bush, George W., Obama, Bill Clinton. Clifford Cunningham has written a new article detailing that at InfoWars.com. But do not believe me. And again, I'm not even saying the Russian back channel story is that important. What's frustrating is every hour there's a new story like this that's completely and totally false. So let me play a clip of the former CIA director, former head of the NSA as well, Hayden. Up there thinking you're stupid, saying Trump is off the map, Kushner's off the map, nobody's ever had a back channel with anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a complete lie. But everything they're saying is a lie. That's what's frustrating. Here it is.
Have you ever seen anything like what Vladimir Putin did today in terms of his defense of Donald Trump and his attack on both President Obama and the intelligence community here in this country?
No. We're off the map in terms of both our situation here, our circumstances, and what the Russians are doing. Now, look, I think Putin's a fairly smart guy, at least tactically. I think he understands his coming out and saying those kinds of things really are not viewed as a vote of confidence back here in the United States for the president-elect. I think it's just a continuation of his campaign to continue to poke and meddle and to mess with our heads in terms of the American political process.
And also what you heard Vladimir Putin say, going into detailed allegations, saying they weren't true, but then describing them.
Right.
I mean, that's fairly pernicious.
No, it is. And again, back to messing with our heads. Let's go back to the original covert influence campaign, which this certainly wasn't, probably the most successful in recorded history.
And again, let me read you the transcript here. I've actually got it from the full clip where he goes over all that. Let me go ahead and pull that up for you. I've got that right here. Pull that up right here. All right, here we go. Jared Kushner seeking a back channel with Russia would be off the map, ex-general says. CNN, off the map. That's how former CIA director on Saturday described the notion of Jared Kushner, a top aide to his father-in-law, President Donald Trump, setting up a secret communications channel between Washington and the Kremlin. Such a back channel would be unprecedented, said retired four-star general. And that's in the full clip. Michael Hayden, who also once head of the National Security Agency. This is off the map. I know of no other experience like this in history, certainly within my life experience. So again, that's Hayden, that's CNN coming out and saying this is completely off the map. What's off the map is Trump's actually standing up for this country the first time in decades and not letting the U.S. be sold out to all these multinational interests. That's what's happening. And people are standing up to the brainwashed left that wants to just have a bunch of anti-liberal, anti-freedom Islamicists pour into the United States and become the muscle of the left. And I haven't gotten to this yet, but I've got clips of professors being driven off campuses, liberal professors, because they want to make it anti-white weekend and have no white people there. And they say, you can't do that. That's racist. And they scream and say, we don't care. Get your white butt out of here. Again, this shows how crazy this has gotten. I know people at the UT Film School who are white who have been kicked out of it and told, you are not allowed to be here because you're white. Also in the psychology department. And then it's defended. I know major yoga studios that said, oh, let's have a yoga day where we, on Halloween, we all come and have a party at the studio. And we all dress in Eastern garb. Oh, that's cultural appropriation. That's racist. You can't do it. And it's white people that are leading it. This is total and complete abject brainwashing. Now, before I go any further, I want to just encourage the listeners to understand something. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining when I say this. I'm simply stating the facts that you, the listeners of this broadcast, are changing the world. The intel you give us, the support, all of it. And the stories we put out are game changers. They are new talking points because they're true. I was the first to point out the CIA was involved domestically in the election trying to manipulate it. It's in mainstream news today. We were the first to break down. They want to use COG to overthrow the president. That's now admitted. I've really studied this. I really study this. I don't just mail it in and act like I know what's going on. I told you they're going to start indefinite detention of Muslims, and then it's going to be for everybody else. I don't want to lock up all the Muslims, but they're bringing in the most radical ones and letting them do it, so we go there. Just like I've said over and over again, they want to get things going so bad with race riots in the country, we accept martial law. And if folks are coming down your street burning stuff down, you're going to support the martial law, even though when it doesn't go away in a month, it ends up making you a slave too. I want people to see the big con game and come together. But here's the bottom line. We need financial support. We've got amazing products. We have some of the biggest sales in our history at InfoWarsStore.com on fantastic supplements and nootropics and more for the Memorial Day special, and I'm extending these right through to next Tuesday. We have colloidal silver, 65% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality sold out for months. It's back 30% off, and a bunch of other big discounts. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The Trooper is a great song, great poetry. You'll fire a musket, but I'll run you through. By the way, the crew just pointed this out to me, and that's what I'm saying about the CIA being authorized to engage in domestic propaganda, is that now they have these psychological algorithms that I've talked to top psychiatrists about, other folks that have worked in clandestine areas, and it makes them so mad they can't get into it on air because it's all so secret. But they said, Alex, it's way worse than you even know. The subliminals, the carrier waves, the... Like, you see this headline where Hayden says it's off the map, Kushner talking to Russia with a back channel, and then you go learn they've just put fake quotes there and then inserted somebody else's clip, and then you go Google it, you find somebody else said it, and then you find out it's story after story. This is one that they just pointed out. I saw the headline, Graham, it's stunning, that's Senator Graham, Comey never told Congress about fake email. So we go watch the whole press conference, because it's not in the clip CNN has. And he didn't say it. But that's why I have Roger Stone coming on, because it is stunning. Now the Russians ate the dog's homework? Usually the dog eats the homework. Now the Russians ate the dog, I guess, that had the homework in its stomach. I mean, none of this is even good lying anymore. But see, when you study propaganda, Joseph Goebbels said the best propaganda doesn't even make sense. It just confuses everyone so they get sick of it and walk off. And that's what's happening. I mean, it's painful to watch CNN now because, like I said earlier, I mean, I'll watch for 5 minutes and it's lie after lie. Like, Trump just gave away where the nuclear submarines are. The military wants him taken down for this. There's no source. And I go, wait a minute. They just admitted that they had the submarines dock and that it was a show of force. And then you find out Trump actually wouldn't say the location when the media asked him a few weeks ago to try to trick him to then say that. And they just said, screw it. If he wouldn't take the bait, just say he did it. I mean, it's like, I can't even get my brain around this. And that shows they're starting to win. When they can put out so many lies, it just becomes a smokescreen. And I want to ask the folks that are part of this, what is your problem? Why are you so out to get the country? And then I talk to these people and they go, listen, we're just mercenaries. We're just getting a paycheck. We don't like it either. I'm like, oh my God, everyone's asleep at the switch. We're just following orders because David Rockefeller's system he built is still operating, even though he's dead and Brzezinski's dead and Kissinger's close to death. And then we've got a bunch of weird leftists that smoked their own propaganda, like Rachel Maddow, who really believe they're trying to overthrow the patriarchy when the patriarchy set this up to screw everyone. And that's what's crazy. What's that movie? It's Forbidden Planet? 1950s? It's got Robbie the Robot and all that. Danger, danger. It's not Lost in Space, but it's the first time you see Robbie the Robot. And there's this ancient civilization. This is an allegory, folks. I don't believe this. That it set up these machines that could instantly manifest whatever their brainwaves were. And yeah, Forbidden Planet. And even though they've been dead for millions of years, the humans show up and click into the machines. It starts killing everybody. And it's kind of the same deal. It's like these globalist robber barons 150 years ago wanted some way to have full control. They set all this up, and then now it's all just running, even though it's like totally going to destroy us, and we can't stop. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. Because I've studied the globalists. They don't even know how this works anymore. I mean, it's like for 20 years they say computers are designing computers, and people don't even know how the computers work. It's the same deal. It's like we've... Our technology has outpaced our minds. It just, we can't, we're just about to blow each other up. I mean, you can just tell. It's got death written all over it. ago, just 10 years ago, if I'd have seen headlines like this, my head would have flipped. But now it's just, oh, no big deal. They admit the CIA was involved under Obama to overthrow the election and get Hillary elected. We already knew that, but it's like, it's in mainstream newspapers, admitted, totally illegal. No one gets in trouble. They're putting all this fake news out about Trump. No one's ever had a back channel. Total lies. It just goes on and on. Meanwhile, Trump's come out and said many leaks are fabricated lies made up by fake news media. You know, most media companies, in fact, all, have you sign a non-disclosure. Just because you're dealing with private people's info as a journalist, you're dealing with sources, people need to do that for your insurance, you name it, sign a non-disclosure. But I found people use the non-disclosure to just go, oh, I can't tell you because of a non-disclosure. I almost want to get rid of it. Like, no, go ahead and make up whatever you're going to make up because there is nothing to make up. What, a bunch of hard work going on around here? Is that it? But that's what they do. They use the national security. Oh, sources say, my sources say Trump's getting ready to purge the White House. Now notice that's confirmed. My sources, right down the line, have been on target because we're credible. We have entree. We have support within the patriotic movement in our government because people know we're for real. Trump, many leaks are fabricated lies made up by fake news media. It is very possible those sources don't exist, but are made up by fake news writers. Absolutely. And media now lies, like mainstream media got caught lying, and so they just doubled down. DHS Chief John Kelly, intel leaks, borderline, if not over the line, of treason. And then, of course, the news I mentioned. Meanwhile, Assange says Kushner correct to create channels with everyone. It was on the news that Trump was already acting like the president when he was president-elect and reaching out to Russia to take out ISIS and reaching out to the UK prime minister. That was all public. But again, they take something that's admitted, they take something that's normal, they put out a fake headline that it's outrageous and no one's ever seen it before. And again, I'm not obsessing on that particular story. It's story after story after story. New Kushner Russia story stokes concerns of West Wing leakers. Yeah, just like they leaked everything about the terror attack. This is criminal activity that they are involved in. Now, let me get to some other news I haven't hit yet. Look at how Trump was like a rock star in Europe. Because these guys are all puppets. Merkel and Macron and all these other people are literally not their own men. Just like mainstream journalists aren't their own journalists. They have to go out and pull the plow for master. They've got to live the lives of other men. They've got to live through other people. They've got to be puppets. They've got to be controlled. They've got to never really want to tell the truth. They've got to sit there and spin and obfuscate and lie. And they can't stand it. They're bought and paid for, and to see a real president who's actually in command and actually in charge, he's got the power they wish they had. And that's why the globalists hate Trump. Trump's not perfect, but he wants America to be great. He wants prosperity. He wants to derail the anti-prosperity globalist system, and that's why he was the rock star at the event, because it's the return of the American president. And when Trump calls the Islamists a bunch of losers, he's absolutely on target. Now, talk about arrogance. I got a few clips of Hillary having a coughing fit. We're going to get to it in a few minutes. But she's talking about running again, despite all of her health problems. Rahm Emanuel, though, was questioned about it and got uncomfortable and won't respond. But I want to play a clip of Zuckerberg lays out global vision for the future. Now, Bezos is worth $89 billion. He's outpaced places like Walmart. Walmart's been somewhat predatory against this country. Nothing compared to Amazon. And Amazon more and more is censoring conservatives, censoring through Alexa, pushing the, he owns the Washington Post. It got $600 million in CIA money to engage in propaganda efforts in the election. That's admitted. Dude, you got $89 billion and you get taxpayer money to spew propaganda against Trump? Wow. Everybody should be leaving Amazon. Anybody buying stuff on Amazon should realize it is an enemy of this country. And I know we sell products on Amazon. I am really thinking about, in fact, I'm going to start the exodus away from Amazon. That's why it's so important if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy directly from us on our high-quality shopping cart, secure cart, because, you know, remember back when there were independent websites, independent shopping carts? And there weren't just Facebooks and Twitters and Bezos's of Amazon's? Amazon's the biggest company in the world now. And it spies on you. It works with the globalists. It's a joke. We've all got to get away from it. But I wasn't trying to go into a plug there. Zuckerberg is just as bad. He calls you dumb effers if you trust him. He lays out a global vision and says nation states are why globalism's in trouble. I love how he talks to his people like they're 2 years old. Yes, people having their own countries, their own cultures against your big unelected globalism. We're the reason your globalism's in trouble. Yes, that's right. Talk to us like we're 2 years old. But remember, his constituents are utter morons. So they're like, oh my gosh, our little global gravy crane's in trouble. It's because of nation states. He's saying nation states are the enemy. Here's Zuckerberg.
In a recent survey of millennials around the world, asking what most defines our identity, the most popular answer wasn't nationality, ethnicity, or religion. It was citizen of the world.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Every generation expands the circle of people we consider one of us. And in our generation, that now includes the whole world. We understand that the great arc of human history bends towards people coming together in ever greater numbers. From tribes to cities to nations, to achieve things that we could not on our own. We get that our greatest opportunities are now global. We can be the generation that ends poverty, that ends disease.
Oh, yeah.
And we get that our greatest challenges need global responses, too. No country can fight climate change alone or prevent pandemics. Progress now requires coming together, not just as cities or nations, but also as a global community.
A global community. A global government. And who runs that unelected thing? Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation and your family. You're the little rich front guy from the globalist families. And you've got the little thing that the media promoted and was the deal and the pump and dump and, you know, the stock market and the Bilderberg meetings. And it's all the big joke to this guy. He brings in the third world population to then radicalize them and create racial division. They pump Black Lives Matter, kill the cops movements. And he pushes it all like the great arc of us coming together. The great arc of the future, but run by you and giant computers totally controlling every facet of our lives. He appears to be priming the pump to make a political run by appealing to progressives and millennials by espousing rhetoric that frames climate change and vague potential pandemics as problems with global responses to solutions. Yeah, that's how they're going to sell world government, is global plagues that good old Bill Gates is cooking up. And of course, he wants to run for president. But notice they tell other people, oh, you can't have a talk show if you're running for office, if you're a patriot. But Zuckerberg can have the biggest nation on earth, 3 billion plus users, and all their algorithms, and use them to vote. He can have Facebook and run and give himself an election as king technocrat and then run everything. That's what Bloomberg calls himself, a technocrat. They game the stock market, they game everything, and then they sit there and tell you they're going to end poverty and they're going to end disease. But you know how they're going to end disease? By reducing population. There'll be no more disease when you're dead. Zuckerberg, folks, study him, is one of the most monstrous people ever. And he believes he owns you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is our guest, former head of the Trump campaign, InfoWars correspondent, doing a great job for the balance of the hour. He wants to get into White House shakeup. It was about 3 weeks ago that I broke from my sources, and Roger also has his, that a big shakeup is coming. Now Washington Post, New York Times, and others who are normally fake news are saying that the shakeup is exactly like we said it was over the leaks. Not the Russia thing, but the fake leaks. They're putting out disinfo claiming that they're reporting on crimes that the president is committing. Also, the president promised to pull us out of the global climate deal. It's only a global carbon tax that Zuckerberg and others are pushing. Now Merkel and others are flipping out. Reportedly, Trump told them personally that is the case. So Roger Stone's got information on that front as well. But it seems like this foreign trip really did well for Trump and is really freaking out a lot of his detractors. And it seems like, despite the fact they've driven his polls down artificially, they're going back up, and that's sending shockwaves through the establishment. It seems like we've hit a Russia fatigue moment, and I'm seeing major cracks in the power structure's facade, or is that delusional?
Well, Alex, first of all, I think the smug, arrogant European leaders, those in the globalist cabal who treated the president with contempt, dismissed him, snickered at him, and snubbed him, handled him exactly wrong. If you were seeking to talk him into joining the Paris Agreement regarding climate change, where the president has always been an advocate for more and better science. And I think this effort was further undermined by the White House aide, Gary Cohn, who told the New York Post that the president had traveled to Europe to get smart and that he was open-minded and was looking to be educated by these haughty European jerks.
So these sycophants openly don't even know the kiss of death to sit there and say, oh, the president's going to get smart. I mean, it just shows the pool of garbage he's pulling from.
Well, let's remember Mr. Cohn, a liberal Democrat, formerly of Goldman Sachs. He has close relationships with all of these European financial powers. He owns stock in a Chinese bank that, even though he said weeks ago, I think now months ago, he would dispose of, are still in his portfolio. This is very troubling. I don't really understand why he's there, but nonetheless, the president was less than happy with his remarks. He resented his treatment by the Europeans, and as has been reported, I think broken at Axios, is that the president is going to keep us out of the Paris Agreement, consistent with what he said in the campaign.
By the way, I don't want to give us credit because I'm so busy, I'm not even going to pull them up, but we covered the NSA being used politically during the campaign. We covered it all. Now it's in Axios. Now it's in the New York Post. Obama team tried to hack election illegally with the NSA. They have all the sources. Obama legalized the CIA being involved. He admitted he was involved. I remember them saying, we have intelligence agencies battling the Russians in the campaign. That was their cover. Of course, the Russians on a Richter scale are like a 1 compared to a 50 with what the United States can do in elections. And the U.S. is famous for manipulating elections, not the Russians, especially since 1991. And so it's just crazy. Here they are, the globalists, through our intelligence agencies, trying to block the Trump election, which totally outweighs any Russian influence that we know is nebulous.
Well, look, this entire trail of fake documents, just because the Russians may have sat around and Boris and Ivan and Igor boasted about everything they would do. Alex, you can I can talk about my winning the PGA, but that doesn't mean I'm going to try it or that it's going to happen.
You didn't know I beat Muhammad Ali in his peak when he was Cassius Clay at heavyweight boxing?
Well, and as we know from the Netflix doc, Get Me Roger Stone, I cradled Robert Kennedy's head while he was dying. The point is that you have a total backfire. Trump keeping faith with the people that elected him. Coming back, the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal have just both speculated on the emergence of David Urban, who is an experienced Washington hand and a particular favorite of the president because of his dog in Pennsylvania, which, of course, broke the back of the Clinton
By the way, haven't you mentioned him months and months ago repeatedly on the broadcast as somebody you thought would be good?
I did. Now, let me tell you why I say that. First of all, Urban was the administrative assistant to the meanest, toughest, smartest man who ever served in the U.S. Senate, Senator Arlen Specter. If you could manage Specter, who was a hard-driving, ruthless, ambitious, genial, clever, brilliant lawyer, and for a long period of time, serving on the Senate Intelligence Committee, where Urban had access due to his security clearance, a West Pointer, a man who served his country on the battlefield with distinction. Alex, an altar boy, the son of a card-carrying union member working in the energy industry in Western Pennsylvania, a member of the NRA, and someone who just relentlessly drove the Trump campaign, particularly in Western Pennsylvania, to victory.
Sure. So going back, I mean, they're saying this is the president's top pick right now. Haven't you even been pushing him since the Trump transition before he even put in Priebus and all the rest of them?
Well, I have always said that there were a handful of people who were pivotal in the campaign who would be a great credit to this administration.
So this shows a major turn, though, going back to who got him elected, who is loyal, who's dogged, who's smart, who's grassroots. And again, him saying no to the climate deal, which is a global tax. That, I mean, the headline should be Trump panics elites as he makes good on another massive promise.
Well, and I think that the point here is we do not know what job Mr. Urban may emerge with. If you want to know more about him, I basically tell you his story in the Making the President 2016, because with you, Alex, and Matt Drudge, and Henry McMaster, many other key operatives, I think, are responsible as MVPs in the Trump election.
Sure. So how close are we to this big shakeup? Because I learned about it 2.5 weeks ago. I called you. You said, yeah, that's spot on. He's really pissed off and he's sick and tired of all the leaks and everybody trying to block him and the tax cuts. He's really mad about that. So, I mean, how imminent is this, or is the Washington Post wrong?
Well, look, I can't comment on timing because the president should, you know, really deliberate. I guess all I'm saying is that Urban would be a credit to the remaking of the White House. Also, you have these press reports about former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie coming into the White House kind of like enforcers, like latter-day plumbers to find the leakers and close the leaks.
Not
this
a good
is
idea.
A terrible idea, Alex. It reminds me of E. Howard Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy. If the president wants to find the leakers, then put a new FBI director in place, someone like Commissioner Ray Kelly.
Well, what about the word that the new war room is going to be run by Bannon?
Well, it's a little unclear. Steve, Steve has not really ever run a campaign. A war room is not really, in my opinion.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to go back to Roger Stone on this night before Memorial Day. We got to rebroadcast that tomorrow, but I'll be doing live feeds all tomorrow. Wild horses can't drag me away. I'm finally just getting hooked up on Periscope, Facebook mentions, and live YouTube feeds myself. I'm going to get my car rigged up with it, my office, and I'm just going to start going live all the time because I just can't handle it. There's just too much to cover. I'm about to go back to our guest. I don't want to just sit here and blindly support Trump, but I don't know how you couldn't. When he's gotten $3 plus trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, killed TPP, got a good Supreme Court justice in, overturned all this anti-gun garbage, securing the borders, now illegal immigration is down 73%, I was reading today. And every horrible, evil globalist organization against him targeting him with everything they've got, lying everywhere. And then I'm a beneficiary of the same lies. I get to experience a little bit of what Trump gets. So there's a camaraderie, a kinship, a shared battle trench. I've never seen media lie like this. I've never seen bizarro stuff like the FBI former director saying there was a Russian email, so he had to kill the investigation because it was fake. That's obstruction right there. I mean, this is so... I was talking to a top criminal lawyer that does federal cases today, just on another matter, dealing with some family issues, and he said, yeah, no, that's totally criminal. Totally criminal what the FBI director did. And just everything else. It's just stunning that Comey never told Congress about the fake email. That's even the CNN headline. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Just briefly, Memorial Day's here. And it's simple. I'm not a consumerist. I don't just want things because I want things. But I want money, and I want to be able to grow a garden or whatever so that I'm self-sufficient. But I wouldn't sell out for money. But people that are totally obsessed with things, they're dumb. People understand that when you support folks that are promoting freedom, that's a good consumerism, especially when it's nutraceuticals, supplements, and things of that nature. You're voting with your dollar to support an organization and a group that's really standing up for your values and freedom and winning. But we're in a desperate battle. It's toe-to-toe. So this is good consumerism. It's real rebellion. It's real aggressive revolutionary action. Most revolutionaries, you know, rob banks and kill people to get money. We're just selling high-quality products the good old-fashioned free market way. We don't get stimulus money like NBC News and, you know, Megyn Kelly come and interview me next week. So, support Patriot Media Memorial Day mega specials now at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Free speech is now being censored across the web, and the independent Patriot Media has come under attack like never before. Today, we are launching our Memorial Day specials at InfoWarsStore.com to help us bring Patriot Media to the next level. Take advantage of these unprecedented specials and help support the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists while supplies last. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 65% off retail. Sign up for auto ship, that's 75. We've never offered it that low. I want you to use it. I want you to have it. It's amazing. When I personally got a sore throat, won't go away. Antibiotics won't work. I go to the bullet. It's worked every time. Cross my fingers, though. I'm scared if it quits working. Man, this country's in trouble. The world's in trouble. Super Male Vitality, been out for months, 30% off. With auto ship, 40%. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. The good halogen. Brain Force, 47%. That's 57% with the auto ship discount. And there's free shipping, by the way, on orders $50 or more. Secret 12, 43% off. It goes on and on. All Trump t-shirts, even though they're selling really good right now, 75% off. That's at cost. So you can promote free speech, meet like-minded people, and stand up to the anti-free speech bullies. We also have the new line of Emmerich's Essentials. That's a big national brand of organics that's sold at Whole Foods. 20% off retail. We've private labeled it. Sign up for auto ship. It's 25% off on top of that. That's 45% because I know it's so good. You'll want to order it every month or every 3 months, every 9 months. You can sign up on auto ship for whenever you want. Cancel anytime. 45% off Emmerich's Essentials, but that's for a limited time. That's going to end soon. I want our hardcore fans, our best supporters that are always there supporting us first, to have this super special up front so you get a great deal, we get a great deal. I know you're going to want to reorder, so you'll stay on auto ship. It's amazing. 10-to-1 mouthwash for the same cost as a regular bottle, 10-to-1 concentrate, totally organic, but be sure you water it down. It's painful if you don't do it. It's that strong. And then you're financing the revolution against the globalist, and you're winning. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Making of the President as well by Roger Stone, as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Roger, you've got the floor. A little bit of time left in this segment. Long segment coming up after that. A war room to counter the Russian narrative. What about a war room to counter all the disinfo and lies and promote Trump's real agenda? And what about the fireside chat twice a week? Why has he not done that? That is such a no-brainer.
A war room is not an answer to the president's current problems. The best communicator on behalf of Donald Trump has always been Donald Trump. I would suspend the press briefings by a press secretary, let the president face the press every 10 days or at an interval that he chooses. The vice president could also face the press. He is emerging as a very effective spokesman for the president.
He really is.
I also think, Alex, that to the extent that there needs to be action, it should be done by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Why not a special prosecutor to look into the NSA abuses regarding surveillance of U.S. citizens? Why not a special counsel?
That was my next question. How bombshell is the total admission of illegal spying?
And at the same time, why not a special counsel to look into the crimes of Bill and Hillary Clinton? The Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. We know that it's been the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million-dollar bribes. Newt Gingrich forthrightly said it's time for prosecutorial examination of those issues. This is how the president should get on the offense, because the Clintons, the neocons, the insiders, the Obama crowd particularly, they are behind the illegal leaks. Don't go outside the legal process to catch them and prosecute them. That's what the investigative forces of government are for.
That's right. Now, going back to this big story, we know they use the CIA. We know they use Clapper. That's all come out now to domestically manipulate. That's why they were so scared when Trump won. They knew he'd get into that, so they brought out the Russian narrative. That's now in mainstream news. How are they going to deal with this? I mean, they've got a special investigator on Trump for no reason. It's a dereliction of duty if Session doesn't start dropping the hammer here.
Well, look, I was in favor of the appointment of a special counsel in the Russia matter. I have my own issues with Mr. Mueller, but with the spotlight on him and knowing what I believe I know about the case, I think he will come up with no evidence that constitutes treason or illegal activity. In all honesty, I think Jared Kushner is being hung unfairly. There's a media horde now saying he did this, that, and the other thing. We don't know what he's done. He, like any American, deserves his day in
but
court.
But Roger, I have a memory. Trump admittedly was setting up back channels as president-elect. That's totally normal. You've worked for four presidents directly. You can Google any president's name and back channel and get NPR, New York Times. They all have back channels. What do you make of CNN's claim there's never been a back channel?
Yeah, that's an absurdity. Obviously, Roosevelt is talking to the Russians through a back channel. We know that John F. Kennedy's talking to Castro through a French writer. He's also reached out through an American diplomat who's fairly down the food chain, who JFK had gone to college with. So there's a norm here. It's certainly within the scope of the president's authority.
That's right. Stay there. StoneColdTruth.com.
To do this.
Stay
also,
there, Roger.
Alex, remember, what they say is collusion with the Russians to win the election. These are after.
Answer to 1984 tyranny is America.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I grew up so sick of hearing how great America was. I thought it was a bunch of arrogance till I traveled the rest of the world. And then I realized, yeah, as bad as we are, we're way above the rest, and it scared me. And I see people all over the world promoting communism and fascism, having no idea how bad it is. It scares me. Roger Stone got cut off. He's joining us via video Skype. He couldn't hear our audio to him. That's why he got cut off. But Roger was making a big point. If listeners couldn't hear it there at the end, which I hadn't thought of. It's just hiding in plain view. They've gone from election collusion, which has been disproven, until they've now moved on to there's collusion now with the Russians, and he's not even allowed to meet with the Russians, and he's giving North Korea where our subs are at, and all this made-up BS, and that he's not supposed to talk to the Russians when he's president. I mean, what a Svengali con game, Roger.
Well, Alex, I thought Eli Lake, the journalist, had a terrific take on this, and that is we are hanging General Flynn. We're hanging Jared Kushner for treason when there is no evidence of anything of the kind. And yes, we move from collusion with the Russians pre-election to what I believe might be, could be, a perfectly legal channel of communication is between the President of the United States and a nation that has the thermonuclear capability of blowing up our country and half the world.
That's right. He better be talking to them.
You can see where this is headed. It's part of a political con game in which the mainstream media makes up stories about Trump leaking classified information that had already appeared in hundreds of newspapers. It makes up stories about phony Comey memos that no credible person has seen. A person read this to a reporter.
Oh, by the way, that's my next question.
Put it on page one of the New York Times.
That's my next question.
Comey is now busted for the politicization of the Hillary email matter, driven by what turns out to be a fake intelligence memo, probably written, but not certainly written, by the Russians. You can't make this up. This makes House of Cards look, like a tame comparison.
All right, Roger, we're having some Skype trouble. You probably can't hear me, but if you can hear me now, that's my next question I had for you. What do you make of Comey saying now he threw the Hillary investigation away because of a fake Russian memo that no one can see? Now the FBI tells Congress you can't see the memo that he did in February with Trump, claiming that he was obstructing justice, though Comey's not even claiming that. Plus, May 3rd, he says no one tried to influence him. I mean, Comey is totally discredited. What do you make of this craziness where they won't let Congress see the memo? Talk about rogue agency.
Well, and even the acting attorney general in this matter, Mr. Rosenstein, has said that there is no evidence that the president interfered any place with the investigation into this essentially contrived fairy tale that was cooked up by John Podesta and then furthered by their allies in the military industrial complex and in the deep state, in the 17 intelligence agencies that are headed by Barack Obama political appointees whose assessments are meaningless. In fact, they lack any credibility based on their long-term track record. That is what the precedent is
facing. And by the way, we're not here putting our spin on this. The Democrats are so openly corrupt, so openly lying, so openly manufacturing crap. I mean, this imaginary memo, and they won't give it to Congress? Let's take what Trey Gowdy, who I think is just amazing. I wish he was the new FBI head, and we'll get to that in a moment. He said the day you left office, talking to Brennan, the Wahhabist, you left office, classified information appeared on the front page. So talk about who needs to get in trouble is the arrogant bureaucrats like Hayden and Brennan and Clapper, who are a pack of lying scum. Here it is.
Members, I would point out.
U.S. persons, even within those like yourself and Director Pompeo and Admiral Rogers and Director Comey and the people that we trust with awesome powers, we still impose some restrictions on them and that they have to request an unmasking. There has to be, I assume, a justification. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, hey, I feel like knowing who participated in X, Y, and Z. There has to be justification, right?
Yes.
All right. So how do we get from that to names being on the front pages of certain major U.S. newspapers?
It's an excellent question.
What would be an equally excellent answer?
That somebody violated their oath to protect classified information and violated that oath and shared that information in an unauthorized fashion with members of the media.
I believe there's some surveillance programs that are up for reauthorization. What would you say to the American people as names are unmasked on the last day that people are in office and classified information appears on the front pages of major U.S. newspapers? How would you tell your constituents, let's reauthorize this program again, despite the fact that we have abuses? Help us make that argument when we go home.
Mr. Gowdy, you and your colleagues here are going to have to make that argument based on the merits of the program and the importance of it to our national security, as well as trying to send a reassuring message to them that if there have been any abuses of the accesses to that information, either because of the number of people involved or those who were, in fact, violating their oath of office, that you and your colleagues will do everything possible to make sure you work with the executive branch to minimize and mitigate
Guys, I'm going to stop right here. This is so powerful. The clip's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet this, too, at Real Alex Jones. Folks should follow us there. Also, Stone Cold Truth. And over in Roger Stone's. But, I mean, that is so powerful, Trey Gowdy going, man, you guys politically are using it as a weapon. And now, again, Roger, it's in the news that they tried to steal the election for Hillary. That's why they're saying Trump's a criminal, because they're the criminals. I mean, they're so arrogant, they've got megalomania. What is their problem?
You know, Alex, it's very hard to understand. Plus, I don't understand why Hayden, Clapper, Brennan, McMaster, and Mattis are all have shaved heads. Is this some kind of deep state secret club? Or I really can't quite fathom this. And every one of them has furthered this phony Russian narrative. Mr. Hayden getting busted essentially today. It's really odd the way the deep state has moved aggressively to try to destabilize and delegitimize the president. Now they move to try to compromise him with a phony Russian tale that is pure fantasy, which is fairy tale.
Have they not jumped the shark, though?
I think they have. I mean, look, the president is back. He's had a very successful trip. The Europeans, as we have disclosed here, mishandled him badly. His handlers that hoped to manipulate him into support of these Paris.
What did you make of him? I love when they try to block him. He just bull through him. And I mean, I loved it.
You know, Trump's an American, and he's not going to stop to exchange pleasantries with some, third world leader who probably owes money to NATO. And how about telling the NATO autocrats to their face, pay up? Pay up.
I got to tell you, I mean, you didn't like some of the Saudi Arabia stuff.
Of good old American balls.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but you kind of didn't like the Saudi thing. But when he went and got in their face and said radical Islamic terror to their face when they'd said don't do it, to their face, I mean, that was pretty powerful.
Well, I guess let me clarify this, Alex. When the president first met the Saudis, you noticed that he did not bow as Obama did. Then his handlers put him in a position to be with a photo taken where he's getting the highest possible award.
And he had to curtsy because the guy was shorter than him.
That they're kissing his derriere, and they allow him to be photographed leaning over. The president's a very tall man. It's part of his leadership mystique. Let the king stand on a couple boxes or a riser if he wants to award our president. I think this is Reince Priebus and the advanced staffs. Mike Deaver, who handled Ronald Reagan, would never have allowed the president to be photographed like that.
Well, he didn't bow. He curtsied.
Right. But look, I think that he is a man of elementary manners, and he understands the high stakes.
No,
here.
Totally. Absolutely. Well, he had the king short. He had to get bound. The point is that they're waiting. They're trying to set it up. Do you think Saudi Arabia was behind the bombing in Manchester, or is this their own internal groups battling?
It's very hard to say because there's so much subterfuge, and the Saudis are serial liars. They feed the most virulent sect of Islam, Wahhabism. They obviously, the majority of the hijackers are Saudis. There's a group of Saudis training in Sarasota, Florida, that fly planes into buildings, which comes to the attention of Governor Jeb Bush, who does nothing. The riddles about 9/11 and all these terrorist activities.
Well, here's the good news. You're going to be here tomorrow night.
Are always tough to unravel.
That's right. Roger Stone's going to be here tomorrow night in studio co-hosting on Tuesday. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks to the audience. Thanks to the crew. Have a great Memorial Day coming up. God bless all those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for the Republic.